We were holding by Daf Lamed Beis, just last Gemara again, Daf Lamed Aleph from Beis. The last Shaila was, Heichi Domi Nida Shenenso. Where's there a case that Nida, Nisha that was Nida, was Nenso like, was forced to make a Tfilah for Tovla, and she made a Tfilah? What's the case? As we had a Machlekes before, whether she needs Kavona or not, what's Pshat according to Rav Nosin, that the Tfilah is good even without Kavona? Silem, if you want to tell me, Dion Tzuvah Haverto, that her friend, like, pushed her into the mikvah, the Yatfalo, and the friend made her go into the mikvah. Samura says, no, kavona de chaverta, kavona ma'yasehi. The kavona, the intentions of a friend that pushed her into the mikvah, that kavona was called a good kavona. And therefore, v'yoyd b'truma na'miyochla, even by truma, she should be able to eat. Before we had a shayla that by truma vada, shaloy b'kavona, she cannot eat. It's only a machlekes whether she's tor for chulin. But for Truma, everybody holds you have to have Kavona. But in this case, if somebody pushed her in, L'shem Tfilah, see, even though she has no intentions, but the fact a friend pushed her in, her Kavona helps. The Tanan, because learn like this, Ha Ha Reshet, if you have an Isha that's deaf and dumb, V'ya Shaito, she's a fool, V'ya Sumo, she's blind, V'ya Shinitra Fodaita, she lost her mind like, also like a Shaito. So in all these cases, they don't have Kavona, L'shem Tfilah. So it says, Im Yesh Len Pichos, if they have an older lady taking care of them, so misaknois oison, they could fix them up, in other words, make bedikas for them, and then let them go into the mikveh, put them into the mikveh, and then oichelas betruma. If they're married to a kohen, or if they're a bas kohen, these people, these noshim alad eat truma. So see, clearly, even though they have no kavona b'shas tvila, but since there's a pichis, there's an older lady there taking care of them, so her das l'shem tvila helps for them. So you see, if somebody else is there, their das helps. So what's the case? Where's the machlokes between the Abnosin and the Rabbonin if an Isha is Tova without Kavona? So Mor says, Elamai, the case must be Omer Rapapa says, the Rabbi Nosin, according to Rabbi Nosin's Ashita, that even without Kavona, the Tefillah helps. Labailo, Shenof Lumanageshir. We're talking about she was walking across a bridge, and she fell over the bridge, and she fell into the mikvah, she fell into the river. So there she had no kavana at all to make a maisa tefillah. So Rashi said, the Reb Nosson, the Yom Alabin and Kavana, afu lechatich, even for cutting, if so here also she need no kavana for tefillah, the case is that she was just fell into the water. Even so, still it's tor labayla. That's according to Reb Nosson Shita. What about according to the Rabbonin? The Rabbonin, she yod lehokir, according to Rabbonin, has to be at least that she went down to cool herself off. As Rabbonin says before, Vashchita, Koponim, you have to have Kavona for Chaticha at least. So at least for cutting. Rashi says, the boy Yemir Kavona Chaticha. Or the Kavos, the same way also, but Tfilo, Machsher, Rav Alibayu. That when is he Machsher the Rabbonin? Only in such a case, Kishiyod Olohoke, Rashi says. She went down to cool herself off, but she didn't have Kavona lit for him. For not for cool herself off, while she was washing herself or cooling off, she fell completely into the water. For such a thing, she had kavana to go into the water. She has not l'shem tefillah. So there, according to Rabbonin, that tefillah also helps l'bayla. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rovo, shochat poro, v'shochat v'heimah acheris imo. If v'shachter oisik in the poraduma, so v'shachter is shecht in the poraduma, they also shechter the v'heimah of chulin with it at the same time. So locher is, l'divrei hakel psulo. According to everybody, this poor is possible. Rashi says, poor of Sula, machmas melocho hacheres, because she did another melocho of Bishashi being Isaac with the poro. And this is a psul in the poro duma. Mashenkin ubehema ksheva, but the other behema is chulun shechted, that's a kosher shechita. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be on top of that lamed beza medalof? Nishcha to behema acheres imo. Let's say Bishastu were being oistik in the Poraduma, they were shechting in the Poraduma, they also made a shechita in another behema, but without Kavana, they didn't realize it. They didn't realize the other behema was next to it. Rashi says, B'loi mischavim. So, what's the locha? So the Rabbi Nosson, according to Rabbi Nosson Shita, Pora, Psula, Behema, Kshera. According to Rabbi Nosson Shita, that on a shechita schulun, you do not have to have Kavana at all, you don't even have to realize you're making a shechita. If so, since the shechita on the behema is Kshera, so therefore, the poro has to become sula. It's considered like you did a malacha, b'shashi being oistik with the poro, even though you had no kavanah to do this other malacha. But since Lamaisa, the Shchitas Chulin is Kashab Loikavono, it's considered like a Melacha was done Bishashi being Osik in the Poraduma, and therefore the Porah becomes Psula. Ma'ashenkin LeRabbonin, according to Rabbonin Shita, that a Shchita without Kavon is not a Kosher Shchita, is so Porah Ksheira Behemah Psula. The Poradum is still Kosher, because it's not considered you did a Melacha with it. Since the Shchitas of the Chulin is Psula, because for Shchita Chulin you have to have at least Kavon LeChaticha, and there you had no kavon at all to shech that animal, so therefore the animal, the shchit, is psula, and therefore the paradum is ksheira. Rashi says, Rabbon and parah ksheira, to a shchitas behemas chulin, lav shchit sako de shchita, o mishum melocha, lekel lemitza, can't pass the mishum melocha, the sheloi bemiskavin, lemikri oisek bemelocha cheres, since you had no kavon, it's not called oisek, another melocha. The time of the melocha cheres, mishum de mesir daita. What's the reason why if you do another melacha b'shashi being blessed with the paraduma? It's possible the paraduma, the pshat was like you'd be mesir baita mi parahu. Fe'echad lo yichavin la melacha achaz, you have no command to another melacha, let esach adas, there's no esach adas. Therefore, according to Rabbanan, the paraduma would be ksheva. Zemora says, pshita, that nishchata b'heima acheres. The Gemara says pshita. Like we're pshita this way. Rashi says, "Katal leshemina the chol loiskim apora pois loisim locha." Like we know this locha already. So what's the chiddush over here? If you do another locha, the pora is psulif, not. So Gemara says, "Yes, nishchata behema cheres leRabbi Nosson itzrichlei." There's a chiddush here, the current Rabbi Nosson, that you made the second shchita on the other behema without kavano. That since the shchita is ksheira, that's called the locha. This is a chiddush because you didn't have kavano to do that shchita. Because otherwise, Salkut, the Chemin Rav would have thought to say, V'shochat oisa yom rachmona. The Torah says to Shech, the Poraduma, and we darshin v'loy oisa v'chaverto, and do not want to do another shchita b'shashi being oisa with the Poraduma. V'heichi domi, where is there a case, where is the psul of another shchita? Could go and share Shochat shtei poros. We have Shech the two poros bad yadodi. Where you have kavon to make two shchitas at the same time. And there we understand that's called the psul. And the other Torah apostle, the Paraduma, Avo Behema de Chulin, Emeloi, but over here where it's only Behema's Chulin, and according to Rabbi Nosson, he had no Kavona to do that Shchita, just for the fact that the Shchita is Kshero, I would have thought to say it's not called a Psul. Kamash Melon, that's the Chiddush, yes. Rashi says, Kamash Melon, Chulin, Namni, Mashmo. Avo, Reisha, the Niskavon, Acheret, Israel, that you don't have to have Kavona, because that's Shchita apostle, we have Kavona. The Chiddush is, even when you do not have Kavana, but since Lamaisa, the Shchit is Ksheira, that the Shchit apostles. So that's the Chiddush of the Braita. Another more says, what's going to be Chotach the last Imo? Let's say Bishashi Shech in the Poraduma. You also cut off a pumpkin. So here, Divri Hakob Psula, everybody holds that the Poraduma becomes Psula, because it's called you did a Melocha Bishashi being Usher with the Poraduma. What's going to be though nechtachod lasimo? Let's say like shloidim eskaven you, and you're making the shchita, you had no kavona to cut off the pumpkin. It just happened to be right next to a pumpkin, and by mistake, like you cut the pumpkin down also, b'shas you were making the shchita on the paraduma. So in such a case, the rehakok sheva kohen everybody will be kosher, because since you had no kavona, there's no hestachadat. That's not considered a melacha, and you didn't have any dinim. Only before bashkita, the chiddush was according to Reb Nosson. That since Lamaisa is considered the kosher shchita, that passes. But otherwise we say, over here by the last, since there's no special chiddush, that the porah is kshera. Now the Mishnah says, Noflo sakin, let's say the sakin fell down, vehegbiyo, and you picked it up, or else noflo kele vehegbiyon, or else your kelim fell down, your bag and your jacket fell down, you picked them up. So we're talking about these two things happened b'shas the shchita. While you saw the shchita ready, then your knife fell down, or else your jacket fell off, and you had to pick it up. So the question is, are there a psul shia you waited in between the shchita? Or else another case is hishchiz esasak, and you sharpened the knife. And Rashi learns that you sharpened your knife before the shchita. The off, and then in the middle of the shchita, you became tired, and you couldn't finish the shchita. So boach chaver of a shachat, your friend came and finished off the shchita for you. So there was little waiting in between. So loch is like this. If you waited in between, whether to pick up the knife or to pick up your jacket or between the other friend to come and help you out, If that time that you waited was enough time to make a shita, then it's a psul of shia. That's when Allah Moshe Sinai is a psul shia of waiting in between the shita. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, im shor kedei biker. If you waited enough time to check something out, to soon see what you have to check out, that's also a psul of shia. Samara says, my kedei shita. What's trying to come? What does it mean you waited enough time to make a shita? So I'm a rav kedei shita as bei macheres. How long will it take you to shift another behema? That's not how long it will take you to finish off the shchita, but how long it will take you to do a whole complete shchita from beginning until end. Amri lo Rav Kanov Rav Asi l'Rav, kedei shchitas behema lebehema, v'yoif l'yoif. Do you mean to say by a behema the shear is how long it takes you to shecht another animal, and by a bird is a smaller amount, how long it will take you to shecht another bird? Or do we maybe know, av behema l'yoif, maybe even for an oif, there's one so shear, the shear is how long it takes you to shecht an animal. Even though you're being raised now and shechting a chicken, maybe still the psul shi is only kidei of behema. So Mora says, Omalu, lehevi bedichne be bechavivi, di yeshaile. So it means to say, Omalu, lehevi bedichne bechavivi means he wasn't in a good mood, he wasn't like friendly enough that time with his uncle when he learned this halacha. Rashi says, Lohoye daiti gas, I wasn't that close bidoid with my uncle Rabbi Chiya when I learned this halacha. And it wasn't like Lohoye b'seif ponim, he wasn't happy with me, therefore I didn't want to ask him this question. Senechnami, I'm not sure what the halacha is. But if we learn like this, Omar Rav Kedei Shritas Beimel Beheima V'yoif L'yoif. No, you gotta go to Chumra. That how long it takes to take an animal is only for a shear for an animal. But by a bird, there the shear is how long it takes you to shech the bird. Shmuel Am Shmuel says no. I feel the behem liyoyf go lekula. That even when you're shechting a knife, the shear of she is how long it will take you to shecht another behema. As long as that, if you didn't wait as long as to shecht the behema, there wouldn't be a psul she if you finish off the shechita on the yoyf. The Mor says v'chein the same thing. Ki Yosef Rav and Rav came. Om Reb Yechanan that I feel the behem liyoyf. There's such a shear. Alach l'mashem Sinai. Even though you're shechting a chicken, the shear she is how long it takes you to shecht the behema. Rabbi Chanan, Omar, he says, "Kedei shiyavi behema acheres v'yishchet." So how long it takes you even to bring another animal to make the shchita? That's also included in the length of the shchita to bring it. So Omar says, "Yavi, what do you mean to bring it? Where are you going to bring it from? Afilu miyalma, even from the butcher store, from down the block, from 5 miles away." The satul of rechli shum, you're putting your words into shir. It's not a clear pshat. How long is it? You can't say how long it takes you to bring an animal. Who knows how, depends how close it is. So my prophet says, Oy medes lahat liki benayu. That's enough, Kamina. If it's standing, avadar behem has to be next to you. But you have to throw it down before shchita. Is that included? Rashi says, Oy medes kan, umechasera satol liyoris. They used to like put the animal down on the floor and then shecht it. So if the animal is standing, do you have to include the time it means to put it down on the floor or not? That's the machlokes. Is that also included in the shear of shia? Once that you start as if the animal is right in front of you, how long will it take you to throw the animal down and to make the shchita? Amri, we learn like this. Amri, my rabbi, another Eretz Yisrael, mishmei de Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, kedei shiagbiyano. You have to be able to pick up the animal, v'yabitzenu and lie it down, v'yishchait and to shecht it. And the shear also is daka la daka, the gasa la gasa. Even by behemoth, is there a difference. There's a small animal that the shear there is how long it takes you to take it to shecht another small animal. That's like a lamb. And a gasa for gasa, and you catch shechting a cow, there you have a right to wait as long as it takes you to shecht another cow. That's called daka, small animal. The shear is how long it takes you to shecht another small animal. And gasa la gasa. Oh, my Rabbi says, Hashoichet pesakin raw. Somebody shechs with a dull knife. Safilu kol yom kul. Even if you have to go back and forwards the whole day with the knife, still kshera. As long as he doesn't wait in between, as long as he's doing a shchita all time, the shchita is kshera. Boy, Rob has a shaila. Shias mal shit starful. What's going to be? Let's say you shecht and you stop 2 seconds now. You continue shechting, stop 5 seconds later, again stop, again in shia, and altogether you waited enough time that you could have done another shechit in between, but at no one point did you stop that length. So that's the shaila shias, these waiting periods, mal shit starfo, can you put them together count them together to make a psul not. Maybe it will have to be together, or maybe no. So throughout this shechita you did from the beginning until the end, you did stop. Kadei shriya, maybe there'll be a psul. So when it says v'tif shidlo miday, why don't you bring a proof from yourself? V'tif shidlo miday. Because you said what? He could shech the whole day with a dull knife. So havmin is a whole day. Mistam you stop in between. Smur says no. Awesome, but leishor. Here he's talking about the whole day straight. You went back and forward. You didn't stop. Just as a very dull knife. It took you that long. So therefore, there's no psul shia. But maybe in the case we have to stop. We stop in between. Maybe you are mistam from the shias. Boy Rafuna Rafuna has another shayla. Boy Rafuna brother of Nosin. Shoye b'miyat simon emau. What's going to be after you shechted rover the simin, you continued on doing the shia, and by the last part of the simin, last meat, you stop there, kidei, complete shechit, and then you finish it off. Is that a psul or not? This is the same shema we had before, because the one way to look at it is, since you did already rove, so finished, you finished the shechit already. Even though you stop, that's okay, and even though you continue on, it doesn't make a psul. Or else, no, since lemaisa now you continue your shechit, it's considered like one big shechit. And the mice in between this one bishchit, you do have a psul shia. So there would be a psul shia. So that's the shalom, same shalom we had before, by drosso, bechalodo, bemidbas, and the morgen says teiku. The Vada Rashi Paskins that teiku, you gotta go to chumra. The sofak yisidiraisa, we have to be machma to say, there is a psul of shia, even bemid basa. Then the Mishnah says, Mshimonim, Mshorka, they dickeries, how long did shia, how long to check it out? My could they dicker, what are you checking out? How long it takes you to take the knife to the chacham before shechita to check it out? For the Gemara again, and came a son of Satel of Rech Lishurim, depends how far away the chacham is. It could take you 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, half an hour. How long? El kadei rather bikur tabach chacham. Rashi says it means shezeh ha-shechit chacham, but the shechit himself is a chacham. Meaning to say, how long does it take you to check out your knife? If you waited that long, how long it takes you to check out your knife, that'll be a psul shia. If you don't wait that long, then there's no psul shia. Now the Mishnah says, shochat es ha-veshet, let's say you made a shechita on the veshet, that you should talk about a behemoth now, you made a shechita on the veshet, on the written food pipe, or posak es ha-gagaris, and then before you finish a shechita, your posak means you pulled out the corner, the windpipe, not the Torah Shechita. Or else the opposite way, first you shechted the corner right, or prospect as the veshet, and then you pulled out, you uprooted the food pipe, the veshet. Again, that's a trefa, before you finish the shechit, it's no good. Or else you shechted one of the two simonim. For him, Timlon, you waited out shemes until the animal died, so shechit, it's no good, you didn't make a shechit on two simonim. Or else you stuck your knife straight through in between the two simonim, underneath the top simon, tachas hasheni. You stuck the knife underneath the second simon, uposkoi, and you cut the simonim means from downwards upwards. You went from bottom upwards, which is called the psul chalodo. So in all these cases, Rabbi Yisheva Vaymer Nevela. Yisheva says since he's a psul neshchita, the baim is called a nevela. It didn't die through a shechita, and therefore it's on top of a basa. Rabbi Akiva and Akiva says no treifa. These things are only considered a treifa. It's not metama. Since lemaisa they die through a shechita, even though there's a psul in the shechita, still the shechita is enough to be mat to take off the tie, take off the tumas nevela. That's Rabbi Akiva sheep. That's Rabbi Akiva sheep. Even though you made a shechita with the tsulim, but still lemaisa the shechita takes off the tumas nevela. It's only a treifa. Klal Omer Rabbi Yisheva Mishum Rabbi Shu. Is it a klal like this? Kol Shenifslu B'Shchitos Nevela. Anytime he yodes a psul in the shchit itself, Havadi becomes a nevela. You don't have a shchita. But Kol Shenifslu B'Shchitos, anytime the shchit itself was kosher, just if Dov Rach Agorim or List or something else was a psul, let's say the behemoth was a treifa. So it wasn't a psul in the shchit. The shchit he did a kosher shchita. Just as a shchita on a treifa, there he agrees it's a treifa that the tumah goes off. But in the case where the psul is not considered, you did a good shechita, and a chanami, then the behemi remains in the vela. The Mishnah ends off, for hoidele Rabbi Kiva ad charoto, he retracted and he also agrees to Rabbi Yeshua, to Rabbi Yisheva Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. that Lamaisa, if there's a psul b'shah shchita, it's not still like a shchita was done, and the behemah would remain in the veil, would have tumas nevela. We'll see in the Gemara what was happening, what was maskona, why was he chayzer? Nora says, shochat es haveshet, then v'hodlo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva retracted and admits to Rabbi Yeshua that's like a nevela. Ruminu have a question. The Mishnah letter that says, Eilu treifas of behemah. These are the treifas that makes the behemah into a treifa. That nukubas haveshet, if there's a hole, any small amount in the veshet, in the food pipe, of suka sagageris, or else the treifas in the gageris either was cut more than half, or else was uprooted, we'll see later. So, you see what it's called a treifa. Trashi alma treifi v'lav nevela, v'chiv v'nechoz v'rekiva, so that nelcha, who's it go like? Here it says clearly that psuka sagageris, if you just uprooted the gageris, it's only a treifa, not a nevela. And now Mishnah says here, according to everybody, according to Chazara, that it's called the nevela. Samura says, Amarov lakasha, kansha shochat l'psay posak. One is talking about that first you made a shchita. Rashi says, a veshet l'psay posak as a gageris. Kansha posak, now there were other cases where they made a psika first, or l'psay shochat, then you made a shchita. So, it's like this. Shochat, if first you made a shchita and one simin, and then before you finish the second simin, it was a psul of a pesekis aveshet gageris, you uprooted it. Nifslo b'shchita, it's called the psul neshchita, and therefore it's a nevela. But posak, let's say before you started the shchita, then you uprooted one simin. Olibsev shachet, then you went to shecht. It's tidov racha gorim lo lifslos dam. It's called like something else was a psul here. In other words, it's like with a treifa before you started. But once you started the shchita, you went straight through, you made a whole good shchita. So that's Psham the Mishnah later in the old treifas. That before you started the shchita, there was a psuka sagageris. The gageris was uprooted from its place. So true, it's a nevela. It's a treifa. But now when you make a shchita, on a treifa is metarmed a nevela. And now Mishnah means here that b'shas the shchita you made it into a psuka sagageris. That's called the psul and the shchita itself. Therefore our Mishnah knows it's called a nevela. Eisvei Ravacha Bar Huna Rava. Ravacha Bar Huna Sleskash to Rava. It says, Shochet es haveshet, he made a shchita on the veshet. And then the Pesach gets a Gageris, or that's the opposite way. Pesach a Gageris, first he made a Pesach as a Gageris, Vechakach Shochet es veshet, then he shechted the veshet. So the Vela, it says clearly in both places, called the Vela. You see, even though you have this treifist, the Pesach gets a Gageris, you uprooted the Gageris first, and then you made a shchita, still it's called the Vela. So it's a kasha in the Mishnah letter that says it's only called the treifa. So Mas Eima said the pshat of here is ukva shochet es haveshet mikara. It means
that here also you were in the middle of the shchita. You started the shchita ready, and then it came out of psuka. So therefore, that's why it's called a nevela. Then the Mishnah later is talking about where first the psuka took place, and then you made the shchita. So that's only called a psul. That's only called a treifa. Someone says, no, Amalei said back to him, Shtei Chuvas Padov, I have two questions on this. Chod, the one is Dainu Kamaisa. If that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, it's the same case as the first. It's the same as the Kamaisa. What does the Mishnah say two cases for? It says clearly that Shachat es Avesh and Apostle Kasageris. Then it says, Apostle Kasageris, Vachakach Shachat. So according to you, if the Sefer means the Shchit took first, that's the same case. For Yoid, secondly, Yotznan, it says clearly, Vachakach. And later it happened. So see clearly, even though first the psukah took place, and then you made the shchita, still our Mishnah calls it a nevela. So it's also kasha on the Mishnah later, how could the Mishnah later call it a treifa? So Gemarin says, Elo Omar Rova. Rova says like this, the pshat from the two Mishnahs, the next Mishnah means, Elo Asuras Ketoni. Even though the next parak, next Mishnah is of Elo Treifais, it doesn't really mean treifus, it just means to say Eilu Asuras Ketoni. These psulim, these things that happen to the animal, makes the animal also teat. But Enechanami, V'yesh Mihem Nevelus, V'yesh Mihem Treifus, some psulim make it into a nevela that has even tumit to it, and some of them are going to make it into a treifus. That's our mission over here, Enechanami, that Nekuvis Haveshet, Psukas Haragaris, makes it into a nevela. Even the next mission says it's a treifa. Slav Davka, it's a treifa. It just means that it's a surah. Then finally, there are nevelas. The Rashi says, Yeshman nevelas, you're going to kuvah sa'veshah psukas vageras. to Yisra Mokim Shchita, to two, and therefore they're not only a Treifa, but a Mela becomes into a Nevela. So Mara says, if that's really the Pshat, if so, V'lech Shuv Nami de Chizkiyo, then the next Mishnah was talking about Nevela, so it also should have included Chizkiyah's case. The Yama Chizkiyah says, are so Gisturo, if you cut the animal like in half, you make it into two parts. Nevela, it's called a Nevela. Even though Rashi says in the Fachetz, even though it's still shaking around, it's called a Nevela. So how come the Mishnah later didn't say a case of Gisturo? And also, V'lech Shuv Nami, the Rebbe Lezer, should also put Rebbe Lezer's case. The Yama Rebbe Lezer, not lo yerech, if you take off its thigh, v'cholu shelo. And the further gister should be v'cholu shelo niko, you could tell like it's hollow over there. In such a case, it's called nevela. So how come the next Mishnah didn't say these cases also? So my answer is no. Kikitoni nevela d'loy metam mechayim. The next Mishnah of the day will try for some to talk about nevelas that do not have tumor when it's still alive. It's not mechachesis. Av nevela d'metam mechayim, these last two cases that they considered nevelas even though they're still alive, even though they're still mechachesis, Lekatani, that the Mishnah does not say. So, kids, so that's one tale to say the next Mishnah, Veil Trefis is Lav Davka, it's not really Trefis, but there are some that are on the Veil list that are Suras. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokisham, he answers like this. Know that the Mishnah later only means Trefis, and not Nevelis. If Sakamal Mishnah Via says, according to everybody, it's called the Trefom, Epsukas Argeris. So, Shimon Lokis wants to and say that Kan Sheshachar Mokam Chatach, here we're talking about they made the shechita on the mokum achatach, in the mokum where it was a psukah where it was cut already. Kan sheshochat shlev mokum chatach. Here we're talking about we made the shechita shlev mokum chatach, not in the place where it was already cut. So it's like this: shochat the mokum chatach. If where the psukas gageras were, in that hole, you now continue to make a shechita over there. If so, nifsla b'shechita. That's called the psul neshechita, and therefore that's how Mishnah is called the nevela. But Shleb Mokam Chatach, let's say it was a Pesuka Saragaris already, and now you make the street at another place, further up or further down, now than the Mokam Chatach, that's the next Mishnah, that Kidob Rachagorim or Lifsodomi. It's like something else is causing it to become a Psul. And therefore it's considered a Trifam and not a Nevela. So here's the question, when the Yom Rav Shimon Malacha Shach is the truth of Shimon Malacha says like this, I Vom Rav Shimon Malacha said, Vomer Hashem Malakish, Shochat es HaKona. If you made a shechita on the Kono, that's the windpipe. V'yachat kach nikvah ha-reya, and then later there came a hole. In the reya, a treifa came into the reya, into the lungs. Lechus k'sheira. Even though you did not finish the shechita yet, you did not cut the veshet yet, but since you made a shechita on the Kono, now whatever happens to the reya, to the lungs, we don't care about it anymore. Why, Alma, what do we see? The Svar of Shimon Lokas is, Alma, command the mancha but the kuladamya. It's like a sinner basket. In other words, once you shechted the corner, you shechted the windpipe, all that's attached to it, it's like it's out of the animal. Therefore, it becomes a trace from that part later, it doesn't make it psul, even though you didn't shech the veshet yet. If so, once you made a chatachti, like it's those things out, it's a rachinami also, command the mancha but the kuladamya. How could you say the Absukah Sakageris? How could you say we make a shechita on the next part higher up below? It's called a good shechita. The Chur, once you have Absukah Sakageris, it's considered commander mancha b'dikuladam. It's like lying in a basket now. It's not in the animal anymore. So once you make the Absukah Vatshiv called in the Vela, you cannot make a shechita anymore. So still a kasha, what does the next Mishnah call it a treifa? So Mar says, Elo Amrad Chiyah. Barab, Om Rab Yechanan, like Kash, there's no stira, ain't a chanami. Kan Kredim Chazara, Kan Liyaka Chazara. The next Mishnah that says it's called a Trefa, Psukas Hagageris, that's only going according to the Havamina, before Rabbi Kippa was Chayza, before he retracted. And O Mishnah was Zazimim Kaima, they did not take that Mishnah out of its place. But ain't a chanami, according to our Mishnah that he was Chayza, once he was Chayza, Pshat the next Mishnah, it's not called a Trefa anymore, but rather it's suited on the Vela. Now, Gufa, what we just said before, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that Shochet es HaKona, you made a shechita on the first simen, on the Kona, on the windpipe, and the Rashi explains, the Kona is always near the oar, you usually cut the Kona first, and then the Veshet, that's Netzer Mafrekis, that usually goes second. So, case where you Shochet the Kona, you shechted the windpipe first, and then it became a hole in one of the lungs, his kshair is still the animal's kasha, because that part of the ray is sitting like out of the animal already. Amar Rav, Rav says like this, you only set it by the lungs, because the lungs are totally in the windpipe. So the shech, the windpipe, it's like the lungs are out. Av bivnei mayim was doing further down in the intestines, that lay, that you did not say. So after you shech to the kona, now there became a trefor in the bivnei mayim, before you cut the veshet, then there will be a sore trefor, because the bivnei mayim are not told to not get the chiyas from the kona, from the windpipe, but rather from the veshet. So you only set it by the reya, the lungs, that gets its chiyas from the kona. And this the Gemara says, Mask of Law, Reb Zera. Reb Zera asked the question back, Me'acha shenodova simone trefo hetarto, that monashach, once simone trefo started, you want to say it's kosher, how could that be? Elumai, what do you want to say the svar is? That once you started the shchita, nothing could go wrong with it anymore. There should be no mopsul of trefo. If so, then, Mali bereya, Mali bevenei mayim, shouldn't make enough kumina where it is. Whether it's in the Reya or in the Bnei Mayan. So like Rashi says, the Sriur Alon, Rav Zera, the Habamin Rav Zera was, that Kibun the Mikzos, Yishchitut, as soon as you started the Shchita, so Sula Mitrafo, you can't have any more Trefus anymore. Shein Trefu Lechat Tichias, like once you started to take away the Chias, then there's no more Psul Trefus anymore. So there shouldn't make enough community between the Reya, the lungs, and the Bnei Mayan. The Gemara says, Rav Zera retracted, and he also is masking the Snatis Svara of Rishim Lakish. All right, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.